Picture the Star Trek universe, the Starship Enterprise. A serious research mission. Captain Picard barking orders. Except the entire crew is completely naked and nobody is paying attention, pure professionalism. Zero blushing. Welcome to the world of Nude Gaming Mods, a place that paradoxically is the most asexual corner of the internet. But how did we get here? Who was the first to decide that pixels needed liberation? Let's rewind to 1996, the release of Tomb Raider. Lara Croft revolutionizes 3D gaming and a myth is born online. Legendary nude code, rumor had it that a specific button combo would strip the protagonist. Of course, the code didn't exist. Teenagers typed it blindly, wasting hours. But the community's response didn't take long. Since the developers didn't provide the code, players swapped the texture files themselves. That's how the first primitive Nude Raider mod was born. It was guerrilla warfare, files shared on floppy disks and shady forums. It wasn't art, it was pure teenage rebellion against censorship. The real breakthrough. A renaissance that changed everything. Came a decade later, 2006. The release of The Elder Scrolls Oblivion, followed a few years later by Skyrim. Bethesda did something brilliant. They gave players full modding tools, and then the floodgates opened. These were no longer desperate, pixelated Microsoft paint testers advanced biomechanical frameworks emerge. Modders rewrote body physics, anatomy, and how skin reacts to light or rain. It was during the Skyrim era on Nexus mods that nude modifications left the basement margins and became a legitimate branch of digital craftsmanship. Tens of millions of downloads, numbers that rival major AAA hits. So here we are, you install a mod, boot up the game, and then what? This is where the most fascinating psychological twist begins. Most people think these mods exist to satisfy hormones, wrong? In 95% of cases, these modifications are pure asexual cosmetics. Why? Because the game engine has no feelings, no morality, and no dress code. You go face a boss in Elden Ring, and trust me, the fact that your character isn't wearing pants stops mattering in the third second of the fight. When a giant monster is trying to rip your head off, only timing and mechanics matter. Libido vanishes, pure survival instinct takes over, nudity becomes as transparent as regular armor. But the best part is how the environment reacts, or rather, how it doesn't. The game world features a state of absolute, almost utopian tolerance that we can only dream of in real life. Imagine walking into your corporate office completely naked and your manager says without blinking, "Oh, glad you're here, bring me that report." That is exactly how non-player characters act. For the game's code, the concept of public indecency does not exist. You can run naked through the freezing peaks of Skyrim, and the city guard will still just drop their standard line. Let me guess, someone stole your sweet roll? This isn't depravity. This is a radical world where society judges you solely on what you do and how you complete tasks, not on what you wear.